A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Thursday, April 25th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. Mayor Torrance Harvey told Wednesday night's session of the Newburgh City Council that while the $37,000 professional retreat last weekend was extremely educational, the late-day criticism by some in the community was inappropriate. Harvey did acknowledge the council would do it differently in the future. Instead of traveling to the Mohonk Mountain House in New Paltz at a cost of $900 per night for single occupancy rooms and meal costs.
We made it known months and months in advance what we were going to be doing with this retreat and the cost. And it's unfair for people to criticize us in the 23rd hour after we've already had public hearings and meetings and been transparent about those things. We definitely will do it differently next time, but it's not fair to wait until a week before we go to our training to start criticizing us.
The retreat and its location were approved just 1 month prior to it being held, and the entire council voted for it without discussion. There were no public hearings about it before the vote. One councilwoman, Ramona Monteverdi, said days before the retreat that had she given more thought to it, she would have voted against it. The $37,000 expense was in addition to the almost $25,000 cost of a consulting firm to conduct several sessions concerning operation of city government. State Senator James Skoufis and Assemblyman Carl Brabernick visited Tuxedo to assure Superintendent Jeff White, students, teachers, and other administrators in the school district of their support for the schools. The legislators spoke in front of George Baker High School on Wednesday with students seated on the steps behind them. They delivered good and bad news for the Tuxedo Union Free School District. Brabernick had mixed feelings about the education funding.
A few weeks ago, we fought to get a lot of the cuts that were proposed by the governor restored into the budget. That was done in the final budget, so I'm happy about that. The things that prompted me to vote no on this portion of the budget was there were many school districts in my assembly district that did not receive an increase, but actually stayed flat at zero, which could be detrimental.
Skoufis said one of the most meaningful wins in the budget adopted was the defeat of a proposal from the governor that sought to cut state aid to more than half of the state's over 700 school districts, including Tuxedo. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
The National Tree Planting Day, known as Arbor Day, is a source of pride for the Poughkeepsie Rural Cemetery. The cemetery has been accredited through the ArbNet Arboretum Accreditation Program and the Morton Arboretum for achieving particular standards of professional practices deemed important for arboreta and botanical gardens. To celebrate, the cemetery is planting 23 new trees on Arbor Day, recognized this year as Tomorrow. Poughkeepsie Rural Cemetery received Level 1 recognition and is now recognized as an accredited arboretum, says Superintendent Brian Berrien.
We achieve that by having a set of standard and practices and different species and coming up with a strategic plan to continue the growth and to continue the splendor of the cemetery. We're actually planting for Arbor Day 23 new trees, all different species, and we have developed the strategic plan to continue this planting for many, many years to come.
Berrien says the purpose of the arboretum is to preserve and enhance the collection of trees and plants that serve as the backbone of the 165-acre rural cemetery. The city of Kingston has taken the first step in what could be a lengthy process to ask the state for permission to establish a school speed zone camera program. Mayor Stephen Noble outlined the demonstration program that's underway in New York City, Albany, and Syracuse to the Common Council's Public Safety and Government Committee last night.
You know, we all know that speeding in and around our neighborhoods is something that has been spoken to a lot during our ward meetings and during our conversations with the community. And so this could be one really effective way at our schools to be able to kind of implement this new program.
Legislation approving the program has been introduced in both houses of the state legislature. The Mount St. Mary College Board of Trustees has named Dr. Robert Gervasi as its eighth president. He will assume his new post on Monday, June 17th. Board Chairman Michael Horodowski said his commitment to the Dominican Pillars study, spirituality, service, and community, combined with his experience and strategic vision, makes Dr. Gervasi an excellent fit for the college. A man who sustained burn injuries in the town of Warwick on Tuesday has died, police say. Officers were called to State School Road in the area of the kayak launch where they found the victim, a 29-year-old Warwick man suffering from burns. He was airlifted to Westchester Medical Center. He died several hours later. Officers interviewed several people who were in the area at the time. Police Chief John Rader says, although it's early in the investigation, all indications are that this was a mental health incident and foul play is not suspected. A Montrose, Pennsylvania man was sentenced in Orange County Court to 9 years in New York prison and 5 years of post-release supervision following his guilty plea to criminal possession of a weapon, an untraceable AR-15-style ghost gun with no serial numbers. 34-year-old Dustin Showers pled guilty in 2022, but failed to return to court for sentencing. A Shawnee, Oklahoma woman faces 4 to 12 years in state prison when sentenced in July in connection with a fatal accident in the town of Newburgh. 45-year-old Nicole Hoke pled guilty in Orange County Court to aggravated vehicular homicide. It's alleged that around 10 p.m. on July 24, 2023, she crashed her vehicle into another one on Route 9W, resulting in the death of one person in the other vehicle being killed and another sustaining serious injuries. Hoke told police she was driving to her hotel from a New Paltz bar where she'd been drinking. A blood test revealed her blood alcohol content was twice the legal limit at 0.16%. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.